This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 13 years of podcasting experience and give you my honest first impression. Today, we're looking at, and this is going to be fun, Fanthropological. Have fun getting Siri anybody to say that. That'll be fun in the future. The description from my good friends at Apple Podcasts says, exploring the weird and wonderful world of fandoms. Every week we deliver just an hour of fandom-related analysis, complete with hard data, guest, and of course, rampant speculation. You can find them at Fanthropological. Yeah. Okay. Fanthropological. You can find that at podcastrodeoshow.com/218. And just normally don't comment on your website. You've only got a link to Apple iTunes on the top of your page, and that doesn't work. So there's an easy way to boost your audience. And number two, you're using a web host. I thought that went out of business, iPodient or something like that. But anyway, we won't hold that against you. And we'll be listening to an episode on Gunpla, G-U-N-P-L-A. Maybe that's gunplay. I don't know. Right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
Prepare yourself for a perfect grade podcast as we talk about fans of Gunpla.
Wow, you need a pop filter, kind of, maybe. And the voiceover goes now. Music for the sake of nothing, yeah. And the voiceover starts now. Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fanthropological. I am Nick G, and thank you once again for tuning in to listen to Three Nicks talk all about a fandom.
Wow, I can't hear you.
Fans of Gunpla, and here with me to talk about that are my two best friends, Nick T.
I'm super deformed.
Oh boy. Really?
I mean, I hope I'm not, but, you know, we'll see how this goes.
No comment. And Nick Z? Yeah.
Well, today's show might be 1/35th the size, but I sure do hope that it'll be more than a 1/8th the fun.
I seriously normally would hit the buzzer right now.
Amazing.
This is the quality puns that everyone tunes in for.
Yep.
You get one more strike.
Well, it'd be perfect, right? And special guest joining us today. Author, blogger, panelist, and founder of Gunpla 101, a tutorial site that introduces people to the art and craft of building plastic models based on
I can't
the
hear you or understand
Lauren
you.
Orsini. Lauren, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And she's super
and
clear.
When I'm building Gunpla, I probably won't cut myself on this podcast.
Fingers right. crossed.
That hasn't happened forever.
I'm just going to write 4 for 4.
It's usually 3 for 3, but not 4 for 4.
1,000% batting average. All right.
That was perfect.
Okay.
I'm just going to start us off with a little bit of background about Gunpla.
Ooh, music.
As it turns out, this week, when I was doing the research, I found a really good article that kind of describes what it is in the history. And as I scrolled up to the top of the page, I discovered that it was written by Lauren, because it was on the Gunpla 101 website.
Glad to help.
So, Lauren, thank you very much for making the research this week very easy. Mm-hmm. From the article, The History of Gunpla, Mobile Suit Gundam was the first Gundam series ever aired in 1979, and less than a year later, the first Gunpla kit appeared, and for the past 30 years, people of all ages have continued to enjoy this unusual hobby. For those who do not know, the word Gunpla was coined at the same time as the first kit. Like cosplay, it is a Japanese amalgamation of two English words, Gundam and plastic, as in plastic model. The first Gunpla, released in July 1980, cost just 300 yen, or about $3.
Your audio quality is on my nerves. First of all, it sounds like some of you literally are talking like this. And it sounds like you've gone into Audacity and used the noise removal tool and went a little crazy with it, because there's like no, like, you sound like this.
Today we're going to talk with Lorna about Gunpla, and I'm going to read you a long, long introduction that is boring. And instead of talking about why I'm excited she's on the thing, I'm just going to read to you in a monotone voice.
And then Lorna comes on, and she's so clear, it almost makes your eyes water, which is great. But so a couple things I would advise on this. And again, I don't know, that introduction where you introduced, I don't know, sleepy and sneezy and happy, whatever, and they're all like, this is 135th of something. I don't get that joke. I have no idea what that was, but you guys sure did. And you're doing the stop sign, right? Hey, everybody, stop sign. And nobody gets the joke. You do, because you've all been talking for probably 20 minutes before you hit the microphone. Horrible first impression. And I'm just telling you, Phanthropological, however you pronounce that, you are going to hate that name very soon, because A, nobody knows what that means, or maybe I'm just too stupid. Maybe I'm not smart enough to know what that means. But, and in the future, when you have smart speakers, and I'm going to turn mine off, and people try to get Alexa or Siri to say that, she's going to go, what are you talking about, Willis? She has no clue. So, and like I said, you only have a link to Apple Podcast, and that doesn't even go to your actual Apple Podcast listing. And for everyone, now that I actually just got back from Australia, you do realize everybody on that side of the pond, 80% of them have an Android phone. So that would be the easy fixes here. Fix your Apple Podcast button, get an Android. So whether it's Google, you don't need an Android phone, but get your show on Google Podcast or Spotify or Stitcher, something that's Android happy, and update that. And your audio quality, that's the other thing. Your volume levels were all over the place, and it just needs a little touch up. And then if you're going to bring somebody on, don't read their resume. Just talk to me. Why are you excited that Lorna is on your show? Well, first of all, and also explain, what the heck is a gun play? So, and maybe that's what you're doing I don't know, but you've got some people there, you've got microphones, take a little time to know your equipment. Make it so it's nice and clear so people can understand it, but yet kind of warm so it's not harsh on the ears. Get your volume straight, get a mixer so you can, those people that talk really soft, you can turn them up, and those people that talk really loud, you can turn them down, and then kind of go from there. So that would be my advice. For me, this first impression was not a great one. And if you would like to have my honest first impression, because I don't normally hate them all. This one just needs a little bit of work. And the other thing, your artwork on your website says it's called the Nick Cast. That's confusing. So if you would like to have somebody give you not only feedback, but I told you how to fix this stuff. That's the other thing. Just simply go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell, and you can have your show right here. And not only in front of me, but in front of my audience. And if you'd like a full review where it can really get in depth on how to find out what you're doing wrong and fix it, but also find out what you're doing right so you can do more of that, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. It's myself and Eric K. Johnson, a full review of your website, of your podcast, of your audio, of your technology, of your sales funnel, everything. $99 for two people. That's amazing. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.